Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Zach, Jay, and Matt.
Hello. Hey-o.
It's just the bros today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hanging with the boys. And we're playing Fortnite and talking Halo Season 2, Episode 6.
What? We're talking about the boys?
Where is the boys?
It's coming. It's in June. It's in June.
Is it the last season?
Probably
I don't think so.
Probably not.
How much more can they like stretch it out?
Oh, they can.
How much
I
money have
no
you got?
I have no fear that they can. Well, yeah. I mean, they better considering that my Amazon Prime no longer pays for ad free, so they're gonna get ad revenue. Those jerks.
Jerks.
I always thought it was funny how a show that makes fun of a corporation is like from the most evil corporation of them all.
That's true.
I don't know about the most evil.
Yeah, good point.
They're pretty. Anyway, I mean, they're pretty evil. Adding commercials to their streaming service is pretty evil.
Yeah, that's nonsense. I hope that's
very evil.
Yeah, I hope the lawsuit goes through.
But anyway, we're not here to talk about Amazon or the boys. We're here to talk about Halo.
Halo.
Master Chief, who seems like an Amazonian.
Halo.
We'll start things off with Perez, who I guess is a Spartan now.
She is in the Spartan program. She was one of the few who left Reach.
It made me feel like I had missed an episode.
Me too. A lot of
it really
caught together. We were confused. Yeah, it seems like they've really now devalued what it means to be a Spartan.
But that's the whole point of Halo. They really do. Like, even in the main lore, they really, really changed the value. Like, they are basically just humans with better gear. like some like minor improvements, basically give them a little bit of steroids.
They aren't what they used to be.
Yeah, and they're doing like some kind of training where they're assaulting a Covenant ship, which was pretty cool. Even though you don't really see the Covenant, and they do a lot of extreme close-ups of Perez's face.
Yeah, that was the choice.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be like Iron Man was the idea or something.
That's what an Iron Man does? No, but it's from a weird angle. It seemed more like Paranormal Activity, one of those horror movies. If Rob was here, he'd know what I was talking about.
Yeah, it's like a 3/4 angle.
Yeah, it's not a flattering angle like the Iron Man one. It's one that's like.
It's to highlight.
Looks scared.
The distress, of what they're
Let's
going
meet
to
out
do.
Here because we got a bunch of people coming in.
There's people here.
It's gonna be kind of interesting.
Fuck.
But yeah, so they're fighting, and their buddy gets killed by a Needler again.
Yeah, those Needlers are deadly.
They are.
The Needler thing brought me all the way back to. I remember watching a YouTube video about why May? May is the most hated character in all of Overwatch.
Okay.
Because
she just chases you down and freezes you?
Because she lets you like pause for a second and question all your life decisions before she kills you.
I can do that.
Yeah. So in that case, it's like the needle, the single needle, gives our heroes time to stop and reflect on all their life decisions before they die.
Yeah. One of the things that brought them to this point.
It's funny because like, and the needle or gun, it's always just the last shot that blows up. So it's like, they always conveniently find the last little needle, huh? Okay.
Yeah, and it's not even one of the good guns in Halo.
What? It's a really good gun. How dare you?
You need a lot of skill. You need a very high IQ to understand the needler.
No, you spray and it tracks and then it blows up and you go, yeah, that's right, you did. It's great against like brutes.
Okay. In multiplayer, it's not very good. It takes too long.
In my experience. For what that's worth. Anywho. It's revealed that it isn't all in fact a simulation. Did anyone else see that one coming?
Yeah, of course. What? So it's a simulation they're training. Makes sense. And I wrote down that the writing is particularly bad.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Yeah, like, the dialogue is like, everything Perez says is really dumb, and even what Kai says is not very good. Like, I didn't write down anything specific, but it's just stuff like, we need to train, you don't know what you're doing, we need to work together as a team.
You know, I need soldiers. Yeah, she says something like, I need soldiers who are going to do what they're supposed to do. Or something
yeah.
like that.
And in this episode, Perez is suddenly very, like, anti-authority. Like, she's like, I know what's best, and I don't care about the chain of command. Mm-hmm. Wow, Zach just stole a bunch of bars from me.
Wow.
You know, like, that seemed very different. Very against type.
Well,
he was before. Don't you guys think?
In this, it's an evolution. I feel like it was okay because it was more of a evolution for Perez. Because in this, we see her recognize, like, oh no, we have to be actually ready for the crap that I have already seen. And it feels like she's come to grips with, like, the chaos and, like, what they can do and all that stuff. So it's her realizing no one is ready for this crap. I mean, she's faced them twice and she got rolled each time.
Right.
She faced them is a bit of an exaggeration. She, like, hid behind the chief while he faced them.
Well, she still came face to face with them twice.
Right.
I agree.
Well, also, Jay, to expand on what you were saying, she also, you know, barely survived, and they gave her a medal and said that she fought the Covenant off herself, so she knows the authorities are full of shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
She knows they can't be trusted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. That's a very very prudent and very...
I mean, I, for one, was surprised that Perez even came back at all. I thought... we were never going to see her again.
Yeah, I was actually really surprised to see her as well. But I guess it makes sense because, like, she became basically a poster child in lieu of Master Chief. So, of course, Ackerson is going to want to have her around.
Hmm.
Right? To be the new face of... See, she's faced... herself. She's fought with Master Chief. She was a hero as well. She's encountered them multiple times and survived. Regular humans can do this, and if you join our Spartan program, then you can do it too and stuff. So, like, it makes sense. I just did not see it coming. I was who is it? And, like, even when I saw her, like, I was like, wait, who? Wait, what?
Is this like
that's
Paris
not? That's not. That's not. Yeah, I was like, impossible. And then when they finally addressed it, I was like, oh, that's dumb. I'll say it was dumb.
Thank you.
Well, I was just confused because I was like, I thought the whole point of the Spartans was that they take them in when they're kids. And
well, that's why Ackerson says his program is different, right?
So absolutely.
This is the newer, he's trying to figure out if he can train and improve training and adjust it. Because, yes, they are doing supposedly kid stuff still, but. But at the same time, seeing that, because they need as many bodies as they can get. So
you guys
have to take away what they can.
Yeah. So do you guys think this is setting up a confrontation between Master Chief and these new Spartans? That, like, the humans are going to turn out to be the bad guys?
Yeah, I think so. Well, it's clearly him versus humanity. Like, he's fighting the power, man. He's fighting the system. So.
But he is the system.
Yeah. No, he's not. Not anymore.
Not this time.
He's way out. He's way out, Norman. I'm under attack.
Okay, buddy. I'm coming.
I don't think it will be.
You don't think it's going to end up happening that way? They're still going to fight the Covenant?
No, I think that he's going to turn all of them.
Well,
they're going to be like, Master Chief is back, because they think he's died. And so they're going to be super thrilled to have him back. And then he's going to open their eyes like he's slowly doing to Kai. And then, it's all going
to
be a thing.
Zach, do you have enough bars to hire this guy? I think, you know, in a typical Halo move, it's so the show is so schizophrenic. I would have said it seemed like they set up this whole season to be like that. But then in the end, not to jump ahead to the end of the episode, but at the end of the episode, Cortana talks to him about the Halo and how he needs to stop McKee. And it seems like it was going to be a whole Chief versus Ackerson. Ackerson's the villain, and the Chief is trying to, like, fight the power on the inside. But now it seems like we got to get to the ring and all the Covenant Halo stuff.
And save Cortana, and then forget about, yeah.
Well, yeah. How did you feel about the insight and the reveal that they wanted Cortana to be taken, that Prognosky wanted, like, had it all planned, took out Cortana, set him all up, set him up, played him like a fiddle, played the McKee as like a fiddle, just so that they would take Cortana.
I liked it. I thought it was a good twist.
I didn't. It's like, I take Cortana for what purpose?
So that, because she knew that she couldn't get Master Chief to bring him to the Halo, couldn't, or trust that he would provide that intel, so she needed to manipulate someone else who could get the Halo and provide that intel and to be able to manipulate.
That's near me.
Certainly a very complicated plan.
It really was, and it's like that brain power behind to like do all that is fairly impressive. Like, to be like that far ahead in planning is quite ridiculous.
Well, it is a TV show, so anything's possible when you have the writers on your side.
I agree.
Oh, nice guns. All right. So next, Halsey knows where Kessler is because he's at Onyx. That's a reveal. So I guess, well, Onyx is like some kind of what?
Yes? Yeah. It's where they trained the first Spartans.
Yep.
Okay. I was confused about how she knew that he was there and things like that. But
that's why she says I practically lived here, because she spent like 14 years while they were training the Spartans.
Careful, Jay. We got steps nearby.
Okay. So she knows exactly where everything is, which is why she knew where all the secret tunnels are.
Okay. All right, so the chief makes it to Ackerson's planet. It's very Earth-like.
Well, this is also confusing because suddenly they're there, boom, and I was like, yeah, the same planet they were on before. But no.
Well, they were told where to go, so he knew, and I mean, Master Chief knows the planet, so does all the other Spartans and former Spartans.
Has he been there before?
Yeah, that's where he was trained. That's where he was created.
Got it.
That's how, that's why. What's his face? So Soren knows exactly where to go and find his son, because he was one of the original batch as well, and so he knows exactly where to go, and he knows about the arena and all that stuff. And so he sent, as soon as he goes in, he knows that there's going to be if there's blood, that means people have been training and using it again, and that, because that's what his experience was. So it's like all that stuff. But yeah, I mean, they were told basically in the last episode where to find him and where to go. So
okay, worked out. Got it. I noticed that Ackerson is no longer dressed like an administrator. Have you guys notice
that? I did not notice that. I did not.
He's wearing like kind of like black tactical gear almost.
Yes, it's military, not civvies, but like just their day to day, like.
Like the kind of thing you would wear like almost under the armor, right?
Yeah.
And yeah. It seems like a really strange choice because he's still in very much of an administrative role.
But no one on that planet pretty much is anymore. Like, they're all like full in on, like, it's a research, basically it's supposedly a research facility, right? So it's not supposed to be like that type of scenario. So like coming in with full stars and stripes and all that, he's more focused on,
yeah.
So like even later, Pranosky's like, I gave you the Spartans. Your job is to make them Spartans. You will make them Spartans. So, like, he's no longer, like, a really high-up official. Like, he was an administrator for, like, the... He was a glorified command center, like, runner. Like, he... So now he's just, like, a trainer. So...
Right.
Yeah,
super fancy any longer.
He's a bean counter. More about the money.
He was, and now he is strictly about getting Spartans up and running. So, yeah, it wouldn't. So, in theory, he would want to be ready to go out and. Ooh, Wings of Icarus.
I want those Spartans, and I want them now.
Yeah,
like 10,000 Spartans with another 10,000 on the way. Yeah. So. All right. So, I have two Wings of Icarus. Anyone want another one?
I'm good. So okay. So then we have Quan wandering around, which I thought was hilarious.
Just meandering, following around the lady in red.
That's right. And I said to Alana, the Hall and Quanzi matchup that we were all looking forward to. Let's put these two crazy characters together.
A thing we never
just
knew we
watched,
wanted.
Just watch the sparks fly.
Like Community. They pair them up.
That's right. I also... So we have to do the chief versus all the goons in the field, where he just runs up and starts beating them up.
Yeah, and that's good.
I don't even know who those people were.
They were security. So yeah.
Yeah. And then he gets taken anyway, so he could have just saved everybody.
Yeah, but he needs to show them who he is. The Master Chief, baby.
Do you think he did it on purpose to get caught?
No.
No. He could have just walked in the front door. Yeah.
Could he?
I think so. Okay, so... Yeah, Halsey was like there and gone. I have a note. There 1 second and then out again.
Yeah, she knew where she wanted to be. So she just hightails it out of there. But again, she doesn't want everyone else to know where she's going and doing. She's got to be all mysterious. Never tell them what you're doing. But so she just tries.
That's her Halsey.
Yep.
The ever enduring cat and mouse game between Parknowski and Halsey.
Yeah, they go into the well and don't come out. See, which that was cool. And then we get the Arbiter again.
Yep. And old McKee has nothing to do with this episode other than look scared. I said that to Alana. Like, all we need you to do is just be scared this whole time that they're going to kill you, either sooner or later. Oh, we got somebody coming in, dude.
Okay.
Where are you? Oh, gosh, you guys
got him.
Yeah, we use the Wings of Icarus. Drop afar.
All right, I'm coming.
Ooh, got the bounty. Nice.
Bounty.
Okay, so then, so we get more, like, Starship Troopers, like, training, classic tropes. Which I appreciated. Do you want that drum gun?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the part where someone says, "Hey, Perez, you're waiting on another medal."
Yeah, that was great.
That works on multiple levels too.
Come get Raindod.
And how Quan hates the chain of command.
Quan does or Perez?
Oh
does?
No, Perez does. Sorry, Perez does. You know, they do the training mission, and her commander tells her to do something. She's like, "No, I do what I want."
She doesn't necessarily hate the chain of command, more like she doesn't feel like they're taking it seriously enough.
She doesn't feel the need to, she doesn't feel constrained by it in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Well, she's beyond chain of command now.
She's a star medal, whatever, soldier. Why is she listening to some poor little plebe with... who's never won a battle?
Have you been in many battles?
I mean, Perez hasn't won a battle either.
Yeah, but she's been in battle, and she has the men to prove it.
Follow me.
All we did was survive.
And that's more than that other loser did.
Sometimes that's enough. Oh, jeez.
What are you doing?
Yeah, so they win because she is like, I know, what if we just be really aggressive? It's like, forget the training, attack!
Oh, there's more people here.
All right, I'm coming.
Just, everybody just charge them. All right.
Okay, yeah, so they win, and then they make it, the show makes it very, very clear that it was too easy. Escaping was too easy.
And if, in case you missed it, don't worry, Perez is going to say it over and over again.
Yeah.
That it was too easy. Why weren't there any?
So I thought that Kai had made it easier.
I thought that at first as well.
And I have to admit, credit to Halo, I didn't understand why it was a big deal, and so I appreciate that they explained.
Yeah, they needed to make it very clear, but they eventually
that
did.
It wasn't it's not just that it's like, okay, the one simulation wasn't perfect. It was that it's showing that they're making it easy on
them because
they're rushing them out. Anyone with this purple rifle?
I have one already.
Yeah, all right, they know it's not going to matter. They're all going to die anyway, so why bother making let them feel joy for a hot second?
I think this show's getting better because watch out
you
for
agree
the
with Ackerson?
Well, he makes a good point where he's like, they'll be more effective if they have hope and they think they're going to win. I think they have a chance of winning.
So I did find it funny that they were like, yeah, we won, even though 3/4 of us got killed.
But they fulfilled their mission, which they've never done before.
I get it. This just thought it was funny.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
All right, so Chief
because
escapes
they think
apart.
It's a game. Again, it's all because they think it's a game, right? So. Like,
well, it's because they're also dedicated, hopelessly dedicated to the cause.
Yeah.
They're dedicated enough to trust Perez.
Yeah, seriously.
Are we going to that thing on the map?
Yeah, let's go.
Why not? So next time the part where with the chief in chains.
Yeah.
Some hot bondage action.
I like that when he says, in my experience, people who get hurt in combat are either poorly trained or poorly led. Which, and that made me wonder, like, did the writers ever talk to anyone who's ever been in a war? Because in my limited understanding, having not been in a war either, that who gets hurt is mostly luck, if not entirely luck.
I'm pretty sure he understands that. He's just making him feel
he's
bad.
Just being a dick.
Life. I think he's deep, just being a dick, yeah, to that one person. Yeah, whoever he was talking to. Yeah. But because otherwise, I certainly agree. Yeah. All right. So he escapes the chains. Looks like they've got it, but then he escapes
very easily.
Just so unstoppable.
That's right.
Yeah. And what else?
He's sticking ass again, and then we learn he meets Cortana, and she says the Covenant have an artifact.
Yeah.
Is that jumping ahead a lot? A little bit.
Yeah. Going back to where Chief is sitting there in the chains, I was like, that's ridiculous. They're one by one going and locking him in. You do know he can lift up a freaking warthog. What makes you think five of you are going to hold him down and one by one locking him in is the right choice? There's
a
person
right
ahead of us.
Yeah. Yep.
I was like, y'all are dumb.
Well, I guess they figured that he hadn't. All right, I'm going to release the car. 3, 2, 1, releasing car.
Yeah. Nice. Okay.
Well, these are just NPCs. I thought they were something better.
Yeah. Anyone going to take the car?
Yeah. Still well-executed attack. Yeah, so I think they just felt like we had already beaten him. He wasn't going to, he's going to stop resisting, so we can kind of let our guard down. That was kind of how I interpreted that part.
That's your explanation.
But otherwise, I agree. Yeah.
No, I mean, they think, which makes no sense. If they think, especially that soldier, that one that he's already had issues with, and tells him to lock him in, like, they know he's gonna be a dick about it.
I agree.
They always underestimate Master Chief.
And then I thought it was funny that she messed with him and rubbed in the whole fact that Cobalt failed their mission and like they died like chumps. I was like, oh, you're gonna
pick that on was Spartans? Mean. Why are they so mean to him?
You're gonna pick on a Spartan that just wrecked your people.
Yeah.
And then
gonna make
that was the one who captured a who ran into him on whatever that was, Visegrad.
And the Oni,
she's so
Oni
mean. Facility.
They That's died with man. Their weapons, not even.
Like, yeah, what? Full mags.
What
didn't
she
even
knew.
Fight back.
Yeah.
We'll go to like one of those. It seems like one of those things where the writers like set Chief up to fail.
Yeah.
Was it like his fault?
Just so she could dunk on him. I don't know.
Ooh, what's this? What's this? A golden chicken.
Yeah, it just drops bars.
What's this? It drops some bars.
I like bars. All right.
Should we proceed to this gas station and try to get another vehicle? I don't know what happened to our old one. All right, so moving on. Okay, so McKee can't connect to the Halo. She needs John. She needs his penis. I mean, his presence to connect to the Halo. Mm-hmm. So she's sad about that. Very sad. Halsey and Quan are in the caves doing their thing. Okay, so then so the next thing I have is the Kai and John fight. The emotional climax of the episode.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. I liked it.
I mean, you don't think it's a little bit of a cliche where he's like, I'm not going to fight back, Kai, because I love you.
Well,
keep hitting me.
No, I don't think that. But I do think that there's a part, and a lot of made me watch it with subtitles. there's a part where he says, I understand, Kai. You always do what you're told. Never think about who's on the other end of the gun. Do you guys remember him saying that?
Yeah, which is hilarious coming from Master Chief, right?
Well, not just that, but I was like, that's the kind of thing you would say if you were a traitor, you know? Hmm. Like, oh, Kai, think about it. The Covenant aren't that bad, you know?
They kind of have a legit point of view.
So...
All right, my sniper won't reach that
so
far. So
I think the phrasing of that is slightly off.
Uh-huh.
I think his point was, who's telling you to aim? So
I understand that. I agree.
So I think
that.
How you heard that phrase is slightly off, because when I heard it, I didn't think of it that way. Like, there's a very... he says a very select, like, word.
Guys, we're getting on the train.
Immediately goes... Oh, he's talking about Oni rather than like, because when I thought back to it, I was like, wait, but there was very specific phrasing that was like, obviously that he was directing it, that it was, you don't ever, not on the other end of the gun, who's pointing the gun?
Yeah.
But Matt, what Matt is still saying is, like, anything that's, like, don't believe what they tell you does kind of sound like he's a traitor.
Yeah, exactly. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
All right, guys, we're going to be moving through a hot area, so...
Yeah, there's
maybe
a team
just,
ahead
maybe,
of us.
Maybe just cover, maybe just hide on the train.
I had already pinged them. They're fighting over here.
All right.
Yeah, so anyway, yeah, they fight and they fight and they fight, and eventually Kai is like, forget this.
Well, so he doesn't... I'm glad that he loses the fight, because she is in the armor and she's, you know, not all beat up.
I like that. So. She's like, wait, you don't have your armor? And he's in there not in armor? And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, that's right, Kai. You figured it out. Yeah,
for a sniper, you don't see very well.
Did you like her line where she's like, "I could kill someone at 50,000 feet or whatever"?
She could take out a elite at like 50,000 feet. Yeah,
yeah, 48,000 feet or something like that.
Good gracious, yeah. That's a good shot.
Oh man, did you guys see that shot? That was unbelievable.
Nice job, buddy.
Dive bomb. All right. So where were we? Okay. So we wrote down the line, which is funny, which is that Podolsky asks Ackerson, "Are you a religious man?" And he says no. And then he says no, and she says that I wouldn't worry about it.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. So they're like just going full heel. Cortana goes back and talks to the chief. She explains the next mission, which is find the Halo.
She can apparently reach out to him and the Admiral, even though she's on the Covenant ship, the Arbiter ship.
They sent the transmission, right? They talk about that. They're like, oh my god, our transmission was sent. Yeah. Big deal.
Yeah, she convinces McKee to connect to the communications array so she can be beamed straight to Onyx, where she can take over the systems and lead Chief where he needs to go through all the various doorways and all that stuff that every other sci-fi computer AI does for people.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of like taking him to his armor, takes him to the artifact while manipulating Pronowski and distracting her and giving her insight and all that stuff, and telling her that she can she can't manipulate the Covenant or McKee or anything like that. She just needs to deliver more information. And it's kind of sad that Pronowski's like, once you're done, you're done. Screw you. Do what you're here for me. You understand me?
Cortana's a toaster.
Yeah.
Womp.
Now, are you sure that's a good place to go? We do have crowns.
No, we can go somewhere else. You want to go to the Snooty Steps?
No. How about here?
Stop second guessing me. Yeah, that's
okay. We learned that McKee can't use the keystones. And then, is that Miranda Keys?
Yes, that's Miranda. Alana's like, I can't believe it. I never thought Miranda would come back. I told you she'd be back.
I told you she would be back.
Did you?
No.
I don't remember that, but I believe you.
I'm pretty sure I said I hope not. I kind of had an inkling once they started talking about like them doing research and relays, and then they brought in a linguist. So they're like obviously doing a lot more research on the Covenant and all that stuff. I was like, she's going to be somewhere doing some sort of crazy research.
Alana and I were talking about how they brought Quan back, but they didn't bring Miranda back. We hate Quan, but maybe some people do. But regardless, she is like Miranda. That is, has a relationship with the other characters, right?
Does she?
Yeah. Well, she's literally related to two of them.
Yeah, now, but one she of them hates is, them.
Well, that's interesting, as opposed to Quan, who hates everybody. Yeah.
Quan, who's just there.
Yeah. It's just Quan made sense last season because all of it was taking place, a lot of the season was taking place on Madrigal, her home planet, where her dad is, blah, blah, blah. But now that that's over, there's really no reason to have her to continue to be on the show.
She's the protector of worlds.
Ah,
epic destiny.
This is going to be Star Wars. That's downright Star Warsian at this point.
Only enough room for two in that car.
I know. Oh, we can go over here.
I have a car here.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I do think that this show really, this episode really was a big tonal shift from kind of government conspiracy, whose side are you on? The chief is going crazy, to back to kind of the Halo. Lore and its themes about the Halo and the Covenant and McKee, and it's just a big switch.
Yeah, but this episode, a lot happened. Bad guys. Yeah, like one might say, almost too many things happened.
Yeah, I guess so. I would agree about that. Who's getting shot?
Just the bot. I got him. Yeah, like you have the feeling they're racing towards the end of the season.
Not just that. All the stuff they're building up towards, they shifted away from.
What do you mean?
Right?
How so?
Like, I would have expected a big confrontation. The end would be a big confrontation between John and Ackerson, and Ackerson would be in like a mech suit.
Of course he is.
Well, so it's an even fight, and then John's like, "You left me to die on Reach. You destroyed the Spark program that I dedicated my life to." Yeah, fight. And then Ackerson's like, "You have to understand. I did it for humanity. It was all for humanity. The numbers said it."
I didn't have a choice.
It's like, nope. But instead, it's like, nope. We're gonna just do McKee and Halo and Covenant stuff.
But I mean, that's the show. It's Halo.
Well, then why spend all that time with the government conspiracies? Then?
Yeah, I mean, Halo could be more than one thing.
Because but it's also showcasing that Oni was aware of a lot more than they let on, right? So it's more government conspiracy because it's all in the furthering of getting to the Halo. That's why, that's why they created Master Chief, to take on the Covenant, yes, but to also get them to the Halo.
See, I didn't know the humans knew anything about the Halo. None of them have mentioned it.
Well, Halsey mentions it.
Yeah, Halsey mentions all sorts of stuff.
Yeah. Halsey knows.
Because she knows.
She knows.
Halsey knows. Okay. I know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay, so Soren finds Thermopylae, which reminded me a lot of the river in Red versus Blue. With the reds and the blues just fighting each other endlessly. Do you think that's what it was supposed to be?
Wait, what reminds you of that?
Thermopylae.
The arena.
The arena. Do you think it was supposed to look like a multiplayer map from Halo?
Yeah. Because that's what it is. They would send out two to four squads to face off against each other and prove that they can win combat.
What are you talking about?
Halo. John Halo and how amazing
yes.
Quan is. Right.
Quan? I'm going to have to start a new podcast there. We don't talk about that.
Quan love.
Quan love.
Quan love. Quan heart. Yeah. And then John touches the artifact at the same time as McKee. Let's go fight. And die.
We talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
What are you...
Can't get through the rocks. The hard rocks. The rocky rocks. Yeah.
We're down a wheel.
Just go down a tunnel. There's an enemy person in front of us.
We're down a wheel. Yeah, there's an enemy dead ahead of us.
So we talked about Ackerson let the rookies win. So we talked about that.
We talked about the triumphant return of Miranda Keys.
Yes.
Yeah. We just got to it.
Oh, they killed me.
Okay, yeah, let's finish this up. So Master Chief walks, and it feels like a video game, where she's just opening all the doors for him.
Oh, yeah, that was cool. Here comes back. Car.
I think this show's a lot better when Cortana's around.
Oh, shit! I'm retreating! What, you said when Cortana is around, or is not?
Yeah. Oh, shit! We're in trouble, dude!
Yeah, Cortana's the
oh, shit, he's jumping around. I'm out of ammo. Fuck.
It's the feminine touch this show needs.
Not Halsey or Quan or Kai.
No, who's the feminine
Rez?
Touch? Miranda.
Cortana.
Cortana.
What?
I do think there's a criminal lack of Cortana on the show up until now. So I agree about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, they don't even have to animate her if they had just left her in Chief's head. You know, she could have just been a disembodied voice. What's cheaper than that?
That wouldn't have been that good though.
That's what it's like when you play Halo.
The fans would have complained.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
But then you couldn't get all the Prognosky as a puppet master.
Perengoski,
thank you. Prognosky, Perengoski, whatever. The puppet master! Right. Does it bother you that Ackerson says O&I and everyone else says Oni? It drives me insane.
I haven't noticed that. That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny.
It's obvious that he's not like one of them because everyone on it know is like Oni, 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 and then he's like O&I because he's so stiff.
O&I. Well, he's British, right? So he's got to say things differently.
It was like a choice. It's not an accident, which is cool.
Ackerson.
Yeah. Ackerson.
Yeah.
You don't belong here, Ackerson.
He's all like Halsey, right, always on the outside.
Are we moving on to questions of the day?
No.
The last thing I was, Master Chief walks through, and then the Arbiter fights everybody because he believes in McKee.
Yeah. Covenant fight.
He believes that McKee can bring him honor and glory, and that
he believes in her.
or hopes, because he knows he already broke the rules. Which was interesting.
He's all in. Like, yeah, that. He's like, don't you start with me.
How'd you feel about the naked arbiter? Hey, yo. Or topless arbiter.
Yeah. Alana and I did talk about that, actually. They're like, here's one for the ladies.
I was trying to think of a different way to say Master Cheeks that was, like, arbiter-related.
Yeah.
But it's, like, totally arbitrary. Totally arbitrary.
full arbitration.
Oh, that just sounds dirty. That sounds extremely dirty. I don't know if I'd like that.
Too dirty for Jay.
That's right.
You know it's bad when I go, there's a team coming on you.
That's
also dirty.
That's the way I like it. Tell us like Adela.
Be ready to fight. Okay, so yeah, we can move on to questions of the day because this is my last game.
If there was anything else about this. Was there anything else? There was something else. I don't remember what it was, though. So, never mind.
Okay. Let's move on to questions of the day. Alana, do you have any?
Why
would Alana have any?
Well, because she's not playing, so she can run it. That's okay. No, I got it.
Did you give her any warning?
What's your favorite?
No, I didn't give you any warning. I have some. It's okay.
What would you paint your walls if you could paint them any color?
Depends.
Which
bedroom?
Bedroom.
I like a nice blue.
What kind of blue? Baby blue, sky blue, dark navy blue, depression blue.
Depression blue. What's depression blue?
Depression.
I mean, blue is the most popular color. Most people,
is
you know.
It?
Yes, yes. It studies show the average person likes blue. So, yeah, blue.
Interesting.
You wouldn't want to try to do something a little more creative?
Like what? No, the answer is no, but like what?
Like I'm kind of partial. Like, for me, I've slowly gotten to the point where I don't want, like, I want some color in my room. So, like, I've been, like, fiddling with the idea of, like, actually, like, not a super bright yellow/orange, but like something with like that gives me a little energy pep in the morning.
Interesting.
Like a light orange. Yeah. What about gold?
I love gold.
I love gold. Ooh, or silver.
Like I don't know about a metallic color. That's strange.
Or like a green, something like earthy, like a nice little
ooh, dark green
feeling of like nature. Yeah. I know, like, if I were to buy a condo, I'd probably paint, like, the entryway, like, a dark green or something, and then I'd do some plants. So it feels like you're walking into a nice, earthy, garden-esque area. I don't know why I've suddenly gone through this, like, change into this preference.
Sounds nice.
Jay's hobbit mode.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's weird. If I can't get my boat, I guess I'm gonna go Earth.
Oh yeah, it's the death of a dream over here. Jay and his boat. Group up on me. I have the splish splash. I was taking a bath stuff. Yeah. So I would say blue. Jay would say green. Zach or orange. Zach, what would you say?
Gold.
Gold.
Yeah.
What swatches do you have?
Anything you can think of. Let your imagination run wild.
I was asking Alana, what color would you are you thinking?
Like a bluish purple.
Yeah.
Nice. I like it.
The blue. I like the blue. Bluish purple.
It's calming. No.
Very normal.
It's a calming color.
Okay.
I like it.
You want a sleepy color.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's like as the sun goes down and the night is coming up.
I have a question of the day that I heard.
That you heard.
Yeah, I saw somewhere, somebody was like, it's been going around TikTok, you ask your friends.
Oh, here.
No follow-up questions.
Oh,
are you?
I think I know what you're
for this one, are you a rat or are you a frog?
Oh, that's a different one than I had. Interesting.
Are you a rat or are you a frog?
Yeah.
No follow-up questions?
Oh, so aggressive.
No follow-up questions.
I'm a frog.
Yeah, I don't want to be a rat. I'd rather be a frog. I like swimming.
Rats are gross. I don't know. Rats can be cute.
Rats are gross,
I can't be
too.
A rat. That's not my zodiac. Chinese zodiac.
No, you've never heard of people having like a pet rat? And what about
I have,
Mrs.
Disgusting.
Frisbee? And the rats of Nim.
The rats
that wasn't her name.
The Chinese zodiac were super clever. They conned everyone and ended up being the first to the party.
What was her name then?
I don't
Mrs.
know.
Mrs. Frisbee.
That's what I said.
I never read that book. I have to say, I never read it.
Team.
Yeah, but anyway, Jay, clever just means like smart, but like in a bad way.
Well, I mean, they did ride on top of the cow, and then once they got to the gate, were like, "Fuck you, I'm out. I'm here first. Give me all the goodies."
Yeah, that's like saying like I want to be like the snake because the snake is clever and like, you know, African mythos or whatever. It's like smart in a bad way.
Or great.
You know, and I don't want to be, I'm not smart or in a bad way or in a good way.
Well, it's like the Slytherins, yeah. They're clever, which sounds bad when you put it like that.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think we all agree we want to be frogs.
Is it supposed to mean something? Is it like a hidden meaning? Or no?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I say rat.
Okay.
Our neighbors had a pet rat, and it was disgusting. I would have much rather interacted with a pet frog.
No way. I would never touch a frog. I would only
you touch a rat.
Yeah, like a pet rat.
Are you?
I wouldn't
you
touch a frog though.
Frogs give you warts.
Our family is a bit prone to warts. Are you guys with me attacking or no?
Yeah, I was covering your back, dude.
All right, you guys ready for the last question?
Yes.
All right. Our last question comes to us courtesy, I guess, of Zach.
Woo-hoo.
What's the weirdest alcohol you've ever had?
Well, I want to hear Jay's answer for this.
Weirdest.
The weirdest you ever had.
I can go first, which is birthday cake moonshine.
That's your worst.
Ew. Ew, says Alana. Yeah. I had it here in the saloon in Washington, D.C.
The saloon.
The saloon, yeah.
Yeehaw.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Weird.
I'm not very adventurous when it comes to alcohol, so. I think I tried absinthe once. I wasn't too impressed. Yeah. It was when I was in Ireland where it's legal.
Not legal here?
It's legal here now. They just can't have it at their full strength. And they can't have the THC.
Okay. Uh-oh, I'm getting some lagitude.
Yeah. Yeah,
me too.
I'm getting real bad lag.
All right. So Alana,
I can't think of anything.
So Alana and Jay?
Alana and Jay just don't know.
Weird.
Yeah, I got nothing.
You have
weird.
Wow.
Weird is such a weird choice to say, because I can't think of a weird alcohol.
Bud Light it is.
Bud Light it is.
All right, Zach.
All right, thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty and group up with us next time.
Bye bye.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you, come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.